You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So I'm sure some of you were kind of shocked by the story where two fifth graders were plotting to kill a classmate. Fifth graders. We're talking 10 and 11 years old. Don't they watch SpongeBob when they're 10 and 11? They wanted to kill a girl in their class because she was, quote unquote, annoying. Now, from what I understand, I have been charged with plotting to kill a girl and bribing another student to keep quiet about it. Apparently, they bribed another student. This was at Fort Colville Elementary School in Colville, Washington. They gave the other student $80 to keep quiet. Another student found out that there was a knife and a handgun and reported it to the teacher. Good job. Fifth graders, are you kidding me? I guess the case has obviously stunned the small town of Colville, Washington. Stevens County's prosecuting attorney, Timothy Rasmussen, will argue that the defendant should be criminally responsible on charges of conspiracy to commit murder in the first degree and witness tampering. Again, we're talking about 10, 11-year-olds. Where did they get the knife? Where did they get the gun? I mean, this wasn't a couple kids going, oh, I hate him or I hate her, let's kill her. They had weapons at school. He added, to me, 10 and 11-year-olds do bad things. They throw rocks through windows. They shoot BB guns at people's cars. They hit people with sticks. They could set a cat on fire. These are things kids do, but this was an actual plot to kill. Now, the affidavit shows that shortly before 8 a.m., according to Mail Online, on February 7th, a fourth grader at the school told a teacher that he saw an 11-year-old boy with a knife. The teacher searched the backpacks belonging to the boy and his friend, found weapons including a knife, the knife had a 3 1/4 inch blade. A 3 1/4 inch blade. Can you believe it? And a .45 caliber Remington, 1911 semi-automatic handgun, and an ammunition clip. The boys confessed when they were questioned separately, with the older boy admitting he was going to kill the girl with the knife, while his friend used the gun to keep people from stopping him. He also pointed out 6 other targets on a class list shown to him by detectives and said he had been friends with the girl but hated her now because she became rude and picked on him. Now, of course, the parents were extremely grateful to teachers for being on alert. But there's a lot of questions here. Okay, why are fourth and fifth graders or 10 and 11-year-olds thinking like this? Okay, why do they think this is okay? What is wrong with these two kids? Number two, where the hell did they get these weapons? Where are the parents? I'm assuming these are the parents' weapons. And then if not, where the heck did these kids get these weapons? I mean, aren't there any metal detectors in schools? Didn't we talk about that years ago? Having metal detectors, the first time a kid brought a gun to school and started shooting people, didn't we talk about metal detectors? Make these kids walk through metal detectors. Oh, it's too expensive. Well, if we could afford free birth control, I'd rather we put the money towards metal detectors. But this is some scary stuff, and this opens our eyes to thinking, okay, we don't just have to look at the older kids like Adam Lanza, who shot up students at Sandy Hook Elementary School tragically. I mean, we're talking about early middle school students, fifth graders. Some fifth graders aren't even considered middle school. Sometimes middle school is considered 6th, 7th, 8th. So we're talking then grade school students can plan, acquire weapons, and nearly carry out a plot to kill of another one of our fifth graders. What is wrong, people? What are we doing wrong? Now, I mean, and what do schools do? And what do parents do? Well, one is it would be nice to search your kid's backpack. I used to do that. I used to search the backpack, but then my kids were smart. There'd be some gum or some wet old food in there, and I would be so grossed out I wouldn't touch it. All right, search your kids' backpacks. And if they think you're going to search their backpacks, then every now and then do a spot check on their locker. Why not? If you do have weapons, make sure none are missing. Watch your weapons. And then what do teachers do? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I mean, what saved this little girl's life was a fourth grader going up to a teacher. So we could say, all right, well, then why don't we do a movement towards having, you know, teaching these kids to go up to a teacher and tell them if they see suspicious activity. How do you train a fourth grader to pick out suspicious activity? All right, because I'm sure kids, the older they are, the more secretive they are. And I'm sure they'll, I mean, you know, my guess is the kids were pretty proud of the guns. They showed a couple buddies. Somebody said, ooh, Johnny had a gun. And then, you know, the fourth grader ran to the teacher. But we should reward students who do that. Maybe we need to come up with a program where kids, if you hear of anything kooky like that, you come to the teacher and you'll get a reward. Something. Because I know these kids are going to be afraid to speak. I'd be afraid to speak if I knew the kid sitting next to me had a gun. I mean, should we have random inspections? Now, didn't a teacher search a kid and search their backpack and get in trouble? The parents got the law involved and I think tried to sue or get them fired because the teacher was got a tip that the kid was doing drugs. And then the next question is does illegal search and seizure apply to children? Who's allowed to legally search these kids' backpacks or their desks? I don't know, but I find this extremely frightening that now we're looking at kids plotting to kill other kids. If adults plotting that didn't scare you enough, I mean, wow. All right, guys, don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from freezedryguy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. In all orders to the lower 48, ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Originally, we the people have entrusted government to be the guardians of currency, to ensure purity, content, weights and measures of gold and silver coins citizens would use for commerce. This reinstalled confidence after the demise of the fiat continental system, wisdom being lost with time. The government we once entrusted to protect from counterfeit has colluded with private business, creating the largest fiat counterfeiting scheme our country ever experienced. This is not only a transfer of power to an institution that is not accountable to our elected government, but has also caused the dollar to lose more than 90 cents of its original value. Now, foreign governments are trying to divest themselves from this once world reserve currency. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm offering a book that explains how the system works. Call me today at 800-686-2237. I will give you a silver dollar free just for purchasing the book. Call today at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy. American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. You know, I know we just got done with Valentine's Day, and some of you are like, whew, good. Okay, now we just have to get ready for Easter. And Easter is kind of fun, you know, because there's lots of yummy chocolates in the whole Easter egg hunt, etc. But apparently, we medical professionals are dealing with an ailment that appears to happen after Valentine's Day, and that's broken heart syndrome. Now, we've talked about broken heart syndrome. Broken heart syndrome really does exist. It's tied to a sudden heart failure that occurs after serious emotional trauma. Now, the condition is rare, but the dangers are apparent, especially on a day like Valentine's Day. Now, we've talked about this every year roughly on our show. I don't like to spend too much time on it because I don't like negative topics, but it's true. You know, you have a broken heart, you get dumped, or your expectations aren't met, you could have broken heart syndrome. The syndrome is usually seen in postmenopausal women, very similar to a heart attack. They say 1-2% of people who suffer from heart attacks are falsely diagnosed. They actually have broken heart syndrome. The heart muscle lacks some oxygen supply. You start to get pain. And it's crazy to think like something like this would actually exist. But we've seen couples who die within hours of each other. And we think it's because of broken heart syndrome. Now, why would I bring this up? What are you supposed to do about it? Well, it just kind of reminds us that if you do have a loved one that is going through a breakup, I know many of us think, oh, okay, well, we got to be on suicide watch. Yeah, that too. You know, but many people go, nah, they're fine. They've been broken up before. I don't have to watch him. Just think about the heart. Just keep an eye on him. Just kind of think about the heart. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Another study has come out where our canines are smarter than we think. And our dogs, and I think also our cats, know that we can't see in the dark as well and will actually take advantage of that. Apparently, researchers in the United Kingdom watch 84 dogs under very light conditions. In each case, the animals were in a room with a person and a tempting piece of food they were verbally told not to take. The light conditions changed so that the person was sometimes in the dark and sometimes he was in a room with a light. The same lighting changes were done with the food. Now, overall, the researchers found that the dogs would try to snatch more food when the treat was hidden in the dark. But the animals did not change their behavior based on whether the person with them was illuminated or in a darkened part of the room. So I guess the dogs were not acting solely on what they could see. They think that if the humans can't see it, they're in the clear. And this just shows a higher level of intelligence that we might not have realized our animals have. Now, I never underestimate the intelligence of our animals. I think our animals are really smart. Yes, I call them stupid a lot of times, like my cat who decided to wake me up at 6:45 in the morning when I had the very rare opportunity to sleep in to 7:05. So I lost 20 minutes of sleep. She's going to be called stupid cat probably the rest of the day because the stupid cat woke me up and I'm mad. But honestly, these animals are smart. We have a cat that can open the door. You know those handles that, those horizontal handles, not a doorknob, but it's a horizontal handle for a doorknob. He could just stand up, hit the door, and either pull out a door or push in a door. How does a cat know that stuff? You know, same thing with our dogs. I mean, our dogs, maybe it's the hearing, maybe it's the sniffing, I don't know. But it's kind of interesting to see that dogs can count, you know, they have the ability to probably outsmart us a heck of a lot more than they do. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, now, we've been talking back and forth about what supplements help you during a cold, and a lot of these studies show vitamin C really doesn't work for a cold, these vitamin C tablets, and the vitamin C tablets could put you at risk for kidney stones, etc. But now we got this study. This study says your vitamin C will cut your risk of a cold by half, but only in those people who exercise regularly. If you sit on the couch, no. They say people who work out, vitamin C can half the risk of getting a cold and even shorten it. Now, scientists from the University of Helsinki studied this one. They looked at 11,000 people to work out the benefits of vitamin C, looked in that are in vegetables and fruits like oranges, strawberries, kiwis. Then they gave groups of volunteers, including Swiss school children, marathon runners, competitive swimmers who were teenagers, Canadian soldiers, a dose of the vitamin, and then looked at their impact on health. And they looked at those who had short-term physical stress, such as exercise, cut their risk of catching a cold by half. They say male teenage swimmers who caught a cold and were given vitamin C got over their cold twice as fast as somebody who didn't. So I guess there's something to do with exercise and maybe the blood flow and the muscles or the metabolism or something. But again, they're reminding us that we do have an increased risk of kidney stones with our vitamin C. It was a study that came out a couple weeks ago, but something we've been harping about on the show for a long time. Personally, I would urge you guys to eat the kiwis, eat the oranges, eat the strawberries if you're not diabetic. Get the vitamin C in the most natural form. But this is just another study that goes, you know, things that make you go, right? Things that make you go, All right. Speaking of kidneys, 16 cases of kidney damage in 6 states have been now reported from synthetic pot. This is kind of scary. 16 people, none of them died, though, that reported using synthetic marijuana products have required dialysis. right? Meaning they must have gone into kidney failure. Basically, with dialysis, if your kidneys aren't removing the waste from your blood, then we use the machine to do it for you. It cleans the blood and then pumps the blood back into your body. The patients range from age 15 to 33. All except one were male. None of them had a history of kidney disease, but they took spice, K2, herbal incense, all these different names for synthetic marijuana, which are sold in smoke shops and convenience stores. And I guess I guess it put them into renal failure. I mean, pretty scary stuff. Now, this synthetic marijuana is getting more popular because people think it's a legal form. And, obviously there's nobody watching it, nobody growing it. It's these chemicals mixed up. And your body can't handle this type of stuff. Well, didn't we have one girl who had a stroke? She was a teenager who bought some spice at a gas station, and then she almost died having a stroke. You know, it's just one of these things. And no, I don't think you could pick it up in a drug test. This is just one of these things that kids do. That's pretty stupid, and these kids do stupid things, and then we hear the after effect of it. Again, I wouldn't know where to go with this one. I wouldn't know where to if you had kids. But just remind them that these things can kill you. Show them pictures. You can't just talk to your teenagers. You notice that? You can't just say, look, you're going to die. My parents tried to do that with me. You know, if you kiss a boy, God's going to smite you with a lightning bolt. That really didn't work. You know, it didn't work, but show them pictures. I have a gynecologist buddy. She every now and then takes her daughter to work, has her daughter assist, come in on patients, and her daughter gets to see what STDs are like. And she said it was a real eye-opener for her daughter because once she saw what herpes was or genital warts were or cervical cancer was from HPV, you know, she assumes it scared the daughter enough to not want to have sex. Again, you know, sometimes you really need to get these mental images. You know, one mental image I remember from my high school training was when I was in driver's ed, they were talking about speeding. They were talking about seat belts, etc. And they were talking about, well, if you get ejected from a car like they do in the movies, then your head is going to explode like a cantaloupe. And they showed this cantaloupe being thrown out of a car at 35 miles an hour, and the cantaloupe exploded. Now, you know, maybe our bodies would be a little bit more resilient than a cantaloupe, but that image, okay, has always stayed with me. So when I see a movie where people jump out of a car, I guess one of the latest Bruce Willis movies, not the current one out, but one of the ones, I think it was the one with I can't think of the kid. He was the kid in Dodgeball. Anyway, you know, he jumps out of a car that looks like he's going 50, 60 miles an hour. They do that in the movies all the time. You could shatter. And so, you know, I really have to give my driver's ed class a lot of credit because they made us watch these horrific movies and see these horrific pictures, and it just put ideas in your head. Maybe that's what we need with these kids. I don't know. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long-term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free. A 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply. Be in control. Be self-sufficient and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
You've heard about or even used colloidal silver for years. But did you know there's a silver product that is much better, faster, safer, and superior? Silver that is fundamentally distinctive, different, and the only patented silver since the original colloidal silver in 1923? Introducing Silver Protocol from Neofera. Think about this. What will you do when you can't get antibiotics? Silver Protocol should be in every grab bag, the one product you gotta have when it all breaks loose. Unlike colloidal silver, use Silver Protocol preventatively or whenever infection occurs. Silver Protocol can be boiled or frozen, yet is still 100% effective, has super long shelf life, and will not cause argyria or turn you blue. Order Silver Protocol at 800-213-0644. That's 800-213-0644. Or go to Neofera.com, spelled Neofera.com. Sign up for our free educational email series at Neofera.com. Silver Protocol, the ultimate immune booster.
We're back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Some of you have been asking about dental coverage with Obamacare and the Affordable Health Care Act and what's happening with the dental insurance. Not sure. We're assuming dental insurance is supposed to be doing the same things as private health insurance, hopefully jumping on these exchanges. I believe they're supposed to be a deadline looming of these states making sure that they have exchanges and options for people to go online and pick health insurance cheaply. But from what I'm understanding here, according to this article in Politico, no, I don't think the dental insurances or our system has their act together when it comes to that. And I guess children's dental coverage may actually be lost as a part of this. Now, from what we understand, children's dental coverage is supposed to be an essential benefit of the law. All right? But I guess there's no penalty for parents if they don't buy dental insurance. Now, if people are already financially strapped, trying to scramble to buy health insurance so they don't have to pay the Obamacare tax, there's not a lot of incentive for them to shell out the extra dough for expensive dental insurance. They say administration officials haven't said much yet about how the dental coverage will work, but what they have spelled out so far has that dentists and vendors of dental health plans are trying to figure out how to make this work. And they hope that this will be sorted out in a batch of final regulations that should be hopefully done within the next couple weeks. They say if not, Americans are going to be less inclined to buy dental coverage for their children. Because, they have to now scrounge around to figure out how to buy health insurance for themselves. Okay, remember, the whole purpose of Obamacare was to force employers to pay for your health insurance. Well, many people still aren't getting hired, or if they are getting hired, they're part-time. I have never seen this many uninsured patients in my life, and it accelerated after the Affordable Health Care law passed. So these people may have jobs, but they're part-time jobs. So, again, not getting health insurance. So here now we have dental issues, and we have, this is pediatric. You could just bet that they aren't even thinking about adult. Okay, I mean, adult dental, I haven't heard anything. If any of you have heard anything, please, please. The administration has said, okay, they say here's how the problem unfolds inside the new health insurance exchanges. They say plans have to be certified to sell in the exchanges, and they will have to cover the essential benefits like mammogram, physical, etc. Now, remember, essential benefits, okay, it may cover the mammogram, it may not cover the biopsy. We talked about this, like with the gentleman with the colonoscopy. It covered the colonoscopy going in. It didn't pay for anything like the snaring of the polyp coming out. Okay, so just kind of keep in mind. But there are supposed to be some essential benefits. And then the free birth control. Okay, we definitely have the free birth control. Okay, yay, yippee. But the administration has said they can be certified without the pediatric dental coverage as long as there's a standalone pediatric dental plan that people can purchase in the exchange as an add-on. So a family could buy an approved health plan without then separately paying for the pediatric dental coverage. If the average American does buy the health plan, they won't get taxed if they don't pick the pediatric dental plan. They won't. Okay? Now, some of you are going, Dahlia, all right, I've seen many of these dental plans. Even for adults, it's cheaper to just go to the dentist. See, I have to admit, I've had that issue too. Okay, I wanted to buy dental insurance and give a dental insurance option for my staff. Now, the dental insurance plan years ago would have been $50 a month. And I think it would have been close to $100 a month. And then if we split it in half with the employees, $50 a month. Well, the employees were like, I don't want to pay for that. It's cheaper for me to just go get a cleaning once or twice a year. And so I don't know if dental insurance is again going to be worth it. I mean, the one thing that we've been, learning as we go is dental insurance hasn't been all that it's purported to be. You know, if we want dental coverage, we want it to cover orthodontics, we want it to cover cleanings, we want it to cover needing to get a tooth pulled, etc. And from what we're seeing, most dental insurance, if you buy privately, you're basically not saving any more than going to the dentist if you have a pretty healthy tooth kid. Of course, the reason why you get pediatric dental insurance is, God forbid, they crack a tooth, etc. Right? But again, many of the pediatric dentists or many of the family dentists, they give great cash rates. So you aren't seeing a lot of incentive for people buying the dental insurance, etc. Just like, vision. Most vision doesn't cover your glasses. Well, then, what are you buying it for? Now, where the vision coverage and the dental coverage works for people, if it's a part of their employer plan. I've talked to dentists about this all the time. I go, well, if you're telling me the dental insurance isn't worth it, why are people buying it? And they would say, well, it's not that they're buying it. Dental is included in a lot of employees' plans, and that's how they have the dental insurance. But not a lot of people will go out and buy a personal plan. You know, we're also seeing this with animal insurance. I mean, I've asked so many vets, what animal insurance should I buy? And many of these animal insurances, these veterinary health insurance plans, don't cover, let's say, hip dysplasia. Well, hip dysplasia is usually a biggie that many of us deal with when our dogs start to have the hip issues and we'll go into veterinary hip dysplasia another time because I want to still finish my point with this. But if the veterinary insurance doesn't cover what you need it to, and then of course pre-existing conditions, etc., not a lot of reasons to go out and buy the insurance. Now, will all these plans change? I don't know about veterinary insurance. I'm hoping some of the dental insurance will change. But again, I don't know where in the law it mandates that dental insurance should cover X, Y, and Z. I don't. And I definitely haven't seen anything on grown-ups. An adult. They say low-income children are already less likely to see a dentist. More than 16 million low-income children went without dental care in 2009. And I guess kids and adults with preventable dental conditions ended up in the emergency room. Apparently, according to this one study by Pew's Children's Dental Campaign, there were at least 830,000 emergency room visits for dental problems in 2009. This is something we talked about. Remember we talked about yesterday? Somebody had asked what you could use for a dental abscess naturally because he didn't want to take the medication. And I told you, you know, getting your teeth looked at regularly will prevent a lot of these issues. But unfortunately, you know, the dental coverage has still been. And remember, insurance companies, they want to make money. Okay, so if they're going to pay for your cleanings and your orthodontist work and any periodontic work or oral surgery work, they're going to have to charge you an arm and a leg because dentistry can be expensive. And that's just one, again, another cluster that we're seeing with this, with our healthcare reform. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Now, this is interesting. They think putting your kid in complete darkness may actually help them with lazy eye. 4% of the population, even grown-ups, have lazy eye. We call it amblyopia, where basically you have an issue with one of the muscles with the eye, and we used to patch the eye to cover the stronger eye with a patch so that the child would have to use the quote-unquote lazy eye more. That would then strengthen the eye because they'd have to peer more to the left or peer more to the right, etc. Well, apparently researchers have noticed that with kittens who had amblyopia, if they were in the dark, it seemed to cure them of it. All right, so researchers looked at several kittens, keeping one eye shut in each animal for a week and then letting the cats roam for several weeks with both eyes open, effectively creating a lazy eye. You know, you stop an eye from use, let it get weak, etc. Then what they did is they put these kittens along with their moms and, you know, brothers and sisters in a completely dark room. And they found that after being in a dark room for about a week, it almost cured them of it. So actually about 10 days, I should say. So I don't know how that would work with a kid, especially watching SpongeBob. But it's cool, you know, nevertheless. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't go away.
Hey, everybody. Dr. Dahlia here. Now listen up. It is time for the Dr. Dahlia Alaskan Cruise. Leaving June 28th out of Seattle, Washington, we will cruise up the gorgeous Inside Passage of Alaska for the most amazing week of your life, returning July 5th. Now, the ship we are taking is the exquisite Celebrity Solstice. And as we go up Alaska's Inside Passage, we're going to visit Ketchikan, Tracy Arm Fjord, Juneau, Skagway, and, of course, Victoria, British Columbia. Now, when you take a Dr. Dahlia cruise, what else happens? Well, we got parties, we got prizes, and the most amazing classes. So book your cabin now by visiting my website at www.drdahlia.com. That's drdahlia.com. Or call 702-279-5035. That's 702-279-5035. Come on, guys. Let's go cruising.
Is 2013 your year to achieve more? More vitality? More health? More well-being? Hi, this is Pastor Jenny. For 25 years, I spent my life's work teaching others how to achieve more. But in 2010, I got a lesson of my own about RNA drops. I learned that there are millions of gene switches latent in every single cell of my body that are waiting for an activator. I learned by taking RNA drops, I could begin to activate that power in my cells and achieve the more that I desire. I'd like to share what I discovered with you and send you a free 30-day supply of RNA drops valued at $50 for just the cost of shipping and handling. Go to rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call me toll free at 888-577-3703. That's 888-577-3703. rnafreesample.com. Discover the more that's waiting for you.
It's time for a home security quiz. Answer this. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $35? Yes, it's Fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. It's like a lamp on a timer, but far more convincing. And for only $34.95, Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. Go to FakeTV.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to FakeTV.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Tatler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
My name is Stephen Hewer. After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've observed that most brain malfunctions have at their roots some form of toxicity and brain damage. So whether it is poor memory, poor focus, lack of creative thinking, or more serious matters like inability to focus, speak normally, or remember things, the emphasis to getting one's brain working optimally needs to be on detoxification. One World Way supports your body's number one means of detoxification, which is glutathione production.
My name is Angie, and my son has suffered from borderline autism and constipation. I got him on One World Way, and in 2 months, his constipation is gone. He's become friendlier. He can carry on a normal conversation with me, and he has made his first friend. He's doing great, and he looks forward to taking One World Way every day. You could offer him a present or a cake, and he would prefer the One World Way.
Go to OneWorldWay.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
The Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials. And a big thanks to you all for tuning in so diligently. Thank you guys so much. Big thanks to XM Satellite for broadcasting the show, as well as all my affiliates listening. All right, so I guess the Carnival Cruise Bus or the Carnival Cruise Ship finally got back home. We're going to start hearing over the next few days, how horrible, conditions were. Apparently, two people had gotten married on that Carnival cruise ship, and when they asked where they would spend their honeymoon, they probably said they're not going to take a cruise. So they got married on the cruise ship. Wasn't that their honeymoon? But you had other people on the, in the news being interviewed saying, oh, hell yeah, we'll take another cruise again. We just won't take one with Carnival. So it's kind of interesting. Not sure yet about any of the lawsuits. We do know, though, that there was a little bit of a hiccup. Apparently, once Carnival, the cruise ship, the crippled cruise ship, the Carnival Triumph, made it to the port of Mobile, Alabama, one of the buses that was supposed to take them to New Orleans got stranded, broke down, and then got stranded. From what I understand, everybody's now safe, but, I mean, imagine being on a stranded cruise ship. And then, boom, the truck or the bus taking you then stalls, and now you're stranded on the bus. I mean, what is going on? What your luck? But again, thank God everybody, from what we understand now, is healthy and fine. I don't want to hear of any, gastrointestinal illnesses or norovirus or et cetera, type of illnesses. I mean, it's sounding like so far so good. I'm shocked, though. I'm shocked that nobody would get sick after living in those conditions, okay? Because even the stress, even the stress of it all. So we're going to be watching, but then again, it is kind of a little early. They just got off the ship. They're hopefully getting back to their homes, cars, reunited with their family. But I tried to watch the ship coming into Mobile, Alabama. I'm like, oh, you could see it moving. And then you're like, no, you can't see it moving. And they're like, Dolly, it's only moving like 7 knots. So I wanted to watch it come in, and I just couldn't stay up. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Now, a study has come out saying alcohol is blamed for 1 in every 30 cancer deaths. Now, with breast cancer, they say 15% of breast cancer deaths are related to alcohol consumption. So this is another study relating alcohol and not only cancer, but cancer deaths. Okay? So what, are you more susceptible and vulnerable because you drink? I have noticed that people who drink, when they do get cancer, their cancer seems to unfortunately eat them up and spread more quickly. Now, would they have gotten the cancer anyway? Did the alcohol make them more vulnerable? Or they got the cancer, but because they drank, they were less able to fight it. Okay? They don't even think drinking in moderation will help, because 30% of alcohol-related cancer deaths are linked to drinking 1.5 drinks or less a day. And we've talked about how easy that is. You decide to have a beer or some wine with dinner, and then maybe you take a little bit before you go to bed, okay? And then that's not even including weekends, all right? They say moderate drinking has been associated with some heart benefits, but if you've noticed, we've never told you go ahead and drink. I get asked that all the time. I've even asked cardiologists, when can we tell people alcohol is okay? Now, what we are finding is individually, some cardiologists will say have a glass or two of wine a night. Okay, and I've seen my patients whose cardiologists have told them that their cholesterol goes down. Okay, and we know there's been buku studies showing that people who drink may not have the same heart disease risk as others, unless the alcohol is excessive, raises blood pressure, raises risk of stroke, etc. Then you can actually be more at risk for heart disease. That's why New Year's Eve, Christmas, partying time, we always get a little nervous because we'll see an increase in heart attacks because of the alcohol. And not so much that the alcohol is causing the heart attacks, it's because of the steep rise in blood pressure, the dehydration, the stress on the body. Maybe, who knows, maybe the vomiting. But we doctors have been very slow to make any recommendation because we are seeing more and more alcohol-related cancers, whether it's cancer of the mouth, cancer of the throat, cancer of the esophagus, breast cancer in women, colon cancer, liver cancer. I don't know about breast cancer in men. I'm not sure about that yet. Pancreatic cancer. So, I know you guys are frustrated because we always talk about heart disease, and this is heart month, right? So everything's about heart attacks in the news. And so, you're like, well, why can't I have some alcohol? It's supposed to help the heart. Yeah, but if we're then dealing with cancer, and we're only talking 1.5 drinks a day or less, may put you at less risk to fighting cancer, what the hell are we supposed to do? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Now, this is cool. The FDA has approved a bionic eye. I love this stuff. I think the bionic man and the bionic woman were so advanced for their time, but so true, right? And an implanted sight-enhancing device being called the bionic eye is supposed to gain approval, I believe, this week by the FDA. Apparently, people who have retinitis pigmentosa, who lose their vision, have been able to use this new Argus 2 retinal prosthesis system to help regain the vision. They say 100,000 Americans are affected by this, where basically you get this deterioration of your photoreceptor cells. It's called retinitis pigmentosa. Now, the new device has a little tiny video camera attached to eyeglasses that transmits images to a sheet of electrode sensors that have been sewn into the patient's eye. Of course, the eye is numb when they do this. The sensors then transmit those signals to the brain via the optic nerve. The device thus replaces the damaged cells of the retina, and patients can see images or detect movement. Now, we're not talking about crystal clear, but we're talking about enough where they could hopefully see shapes, see movements, etc. So people with retinitis pigmentosa also suffer damage to the light-sensitive cells of the retina. They degenerate. People lose side vision and night vision. Later, they lose then your central vision and then go blind. So with this new bionic eye, I think it costs $100,000. I know, I doubt Obamacare will cover it anytime soon. $16,000 for the operation. So it is pretty costly. But then again, you ask somebody who doesn't have their sight, they'll pay. 1-877-DOCTOR, they'll try to figure out how to pay. But I gotta tell you, man, $116,000, that's a lot. That's a scary amount. What's also scary is it looks like more than 110 million Americans have an STD. We're talking 110 million Americans right now running around. Okay, and what's even more scary is a quarter of people with HIV have no idea they have it and are unwittingly passing it on and infecting other people. We still have a huge STD problem. And I know some of you think, well, with antibiotics and with screening, but think about it. We're already getting gonorrhea resistance to antibiotics. Don't we have some super gonorrhea out there? Anyway, they say a quarter of people who are HIV positive have no clue that they're infected and pass it on up to 75% of the cases. 25% are believed to account up to three-quarters of pass-on transmission. Now, why is that? Well, because HIV, it's a very smart virus. When it attacks you, it's not like in the sinuses where you'll sneeze it out or feel it right away. It attacks your immune cells, your T lymphocytes. Sometimes you'll feel a little sick, maybe you'll feel a little viral thing come on, maybe some diarrhea, but you feel better. And then it's not until you start losing your T lymphocytes and getting these opportunistic infections and you keep getting sick, when you go to the doctor and the doctor goes, I'm going to run an HIV test on you, and oh, whoa, you're positive. So, you know, again, especially with 110 million people right now having STDs, I would just make the recommendation to get screened. HIV, syphilis, herpes, HPV, and gonorrhea, chlamydia. And throw trichomonas in there, too, if you can. All right, guys, don't go away. Or actually, have a great rest of the day, and we'll talk to you tomorrow at 10 a.m. Pacific time. Take me down to the little white church. Take me down to the little white church.
Take me down to the little white church. Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH Drops from AlkaVision.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.